Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the big broadcast, coast to coast and border to border, all over the Starcom Radio Network and our good friends at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Jack Wyman is going to be our guest here in a few moments. His book, Everything Else, Stories of Life, Children, Grandchildren, Birth, Death, Marriage, and Parents. It's also stories of faith, suffering, heaven, hell, the church, pain, perseverance, courage, and what it means to really trust God. And Jack Wyman joins us here in a few moments here on the broadcast. And I believe you can pick this book up on Amazon and everywhere else. I want to welcome Jack Wyman to the broadcast. Jack, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, James. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Let's talk a little bit about the book, Everything Else. Why did you decide to write this book?
The book, James, is a collection of essays that I've been writing over the past several years. When I was pastoring my last church, I began to write these weekly essays for the members of our congregation, and they began forwarding them to their friends and family, and we got quite a bit of positive feedback and a lot of encouragement to collect these and put them topically arranged into a book. And so we did that last spring. In May, the book was officially released as a hardbound, a 300-page collection of essays. And the subtitle, James, I should quickly say, is Stories of Life, Faith in Our World. And while in your introduction it certainly appeared that, well, there's certainly a wide-ranging number of topics that I have written about, that is true, but they are arranged in about 11 topical chapters with probably five or six essays, in some cases seven, in each chapter. So they're connected by certain themes.
Jack Wyman with us today here on the program, and this book is very, very interesting. Give us a little overall on the book here. Summarize your book in just a few sentences for us.
I believe that the Christian faith is a faith that should be integrated into every area of our lives. And the whole purpose of writing the essays, and thereby the book, which is the collection of essays, of many of these essays, is to illustrate how our faith in Christ and our relationship with God touches every area of our lives, whether it's politics or family or issues of patriotism, military service, or personal struggles. That we all face, whether it's depression or illness or whatever else we may face. And, of course, our faith also has to inform how we see the church, our own local church and the church as a whole. How do we relate to the church? What is the role of the church in society? What is the role of the church vis-a-vis politics, which is a very, and has been for many years, a very controversial and hot topic. And so that's why I put this book together, to help the people see the connection between faith and everything else in our lives.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. He joins us to talk about his incredible book, Everything Else. Jack Wyman is our guest. And what is the overall theme of the book?
The theme of the book, James, is really taken from the title, which is taken from my favorite quote from my favorite Christian author, Clive Staples Lewis, C.S. Lewis. And some of your listeners may have noted that we commemorated the 50th anniversary of his death on the same day, actually, as President Kennedy's assassination. Lewis died that day in 1963, and so it's appropriate that in the front of the book is a quote, and it goes like this, James, and this is the theme. This summarizes the purpose of the book. Lewis said, "I believe in Christianity as I believe the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." And there is the title of the book, and so every story – that I write, every essay that I've written, every anecdote that I share, is connected back, before I've completed the essay, to, okay, how does a person of faith process this and understand this particular issue or particular story? And how can this encourage me as a person of faith to be a better father, a better mother, a better wife, a better husband, a better citizen, a better patriot, a better Christian, a better churchman, a churchwoman? And so all of the essays are connected by this broad theme of, regardless of the issue, whether it's a political issue or social issue, whether it's abortion or whether it's the Obama administration or gay marriage or the military or patriotism or history or biography, the way that a person of faith, a Christian believer, processes that and understands that and applies a lesson from that has to be through the lens of Christianity. This is what Lewis meant when he wrote that. He compared our faith to the sun rising. He said, well, we see the sun, but also it is by the sun and the sun's rays that we see and understand everything else in our world. And it might be considered an ambitious undertaking, but I think the book is, if I may say so, James, well-organized thematically and very easy to reference. It's very accessible. And I've written these essays, I hope, with a certain degree of profundity, but also an easy accessibility to the average believer who is going to say, you know, capture my attention, tell me a story, tell me what it means, and how it might help me. And that's what I've done.
It is a tremendous guest list today here on the broadcast. Jack Wyman joins us. His book is Everything Else. And Jack joins us today talking about this incredible, incredible read. Why do you think that this book will appeal to readers?
Because I don't think that there is a person who takes his or her religious faith seriously, whether they're Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or whatever their religion might be, if they take their faith seriously, doesn't welcome a chance to consider how they might apply their faith to their daily lives and how their faith will help them to live better, more enriching, fuller, and happier lives. I don't think there's a person on the planet who is religious at all. I mean, you certainly may perhaps discount the extreme atheist, but I think all the rest of us are saying, well, if I believe in God, I believe in, let's say, the Bible, or I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want to be his disciple. That certainly is how the evangelical Christian sees Christianity. Then how can I better do that? How can my faith and my relationship with God help me to better understand the things that I read in the newspaper, better understand and process the things that are going on in my own life, whether it's an illness, a problem raising a child, a problem with my marriage, a problem at work, a particular challenge, or I'm facing a major decision in my life, a major choice? How can my faith help me to better grasp that and to help me through that, whatever it is, and help me better understand it? I think that, I joke with people, James. I say, nobody loves my book except those who have read it. And invariably, the people who actually have bought the book and have read it and gotten back to me uniformly love it. And again, I know that I shouldn't be too narcissistic on the point, but obviously every author believes he or she has written a great book, and I'm no exception that way, to be completely transparent here. But I think that people, too, the feedback I've gotten is people have really found the book very helpful. Some are reading it as a devotional, James. They have it by their nightstand, and they read an essay a night. The great thing about the way this thing is laid out is the chapters all are thematically arranged, and you could read one essay. It takes you about 5 minutes or less. And you can say, well, tomorrow I'll read another essay. And it'll all be on the subject of, for example, Christians and politics, or it might be on the subject of family, or there's a chapter on heaven and eternity, and you know how we prepare for death. I'd like to read some essays on that. It's been a valuable personal comfort and guide, after people have read it. I really don't consider it a devotional book because it does delve into some controversial political and social issues, unlike most devotional books. But it's it has a devotional tenor or nature to it that I think is also very reassuring to people of faith.
We've got a great guest this today. We are going to take a quick time out here with Jack Wyman. When we come back, we will chat a little bit more.
365 and available worldwide on the internet. This is the number one talk show online. The world famous Jiggy Jaguar Show.
Coast to coast and border to border on the Starcom Radio Network. Also our good friends over there at TalkRadioX.com. A lot of strange stuff going on today. Jack Wyman with us. His book, Everything Else, is a great, great winter read. We wanted to get Jack on today to discuss this book, as well as some of his other projects that he's got going on. Who do you envision to be the potential readers for this book, Everything Else?
I'm sorry, James?
Who do you envision to be the potential readers?
Well, I think this book has as great an appeal as the diversity of the themes that I've tackled. I think I think that there's something in it for the political activist. I think there's something in it for the parent that is struggling to raise children. I think there's certainly something in it for the American voter and for ministers. For anybody on a church staff, my goodness gracious, I wish that when I was pastoring, I'd had a book like this. This thing is a wealth of illustrations for ministers, Sunday school teachers, Bible study leaders. I mean, every one of these 92 essays, James, is a complete illustration, including scripture. So I think it's certainly anyone that's listening that's in church work at all, in any form of ministry, I think you really find this book very helpful and enjoyable and a real encouragement. So I think the readership is potentially very diverse. I think it is diverse. I have people reading my weekly essay in Singapore, India, from Maine to California. I have some readers in Brazil, and they run the gamut from young to old. Blue collar, white collar, stay at home moms, hardworking dads, CEOs, wealthy, middle income, low income. So, I think it's going to have it should have a very broad appeal, James.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. He is joining us. Jack Wyman has a great book called Everything Else. He's with us today. Is there a particular chapter you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, that's hard to say because there are so many good chapters. I'm sure, James, that you'd expect any author to say that. I don't really have a favorite chapter. I guess it would depend on, which you certainly know better than I, your listening audience. If this is a talk radio program that is geared toward the politics, political action, then certainly I have a chapter called Caesar's Household. And in that chapter, I write about I think there's about five essays in that chapter, all devoted to issues concerning the Christian's relationship to his or her government, the politics. How can we be constructively and intelligently and effectively engaged in political action to make a difference in this country, to make a difference in our community, to make a difference in our state? There's also two or three essays in that chapter on what about the separation of church and state? What does that mean? I write about my views on that, where I think that it's important for us to be taking moral values and even faith-based moral values into the political arena, and also conversely where I think that sometimes people of faith has overstepped their bounds in that area, especially ministers sometimes. So I've written about that. That's one chapter. If your listeners are interested in, if they're older people who are looking for some comfort and reassurance about the future, I've got a chapter on death and on the future and on heaven, and how to face that with confidence and with hope. I think for people who are struggling, there's a couple of chapters on just living day to day, the themes of perseverance and faith. For example, to give you one specific example, I write about the winner of the Boston Marathon. I begin my essay with a story of the man who won the Boston Marathon. I think he was a Kenyan, I'm quite sure. And he talks about what he had to do and how he needed to keep hydrated and how he needed to stay focused. And I write about that and describe that in the opening paragraphs of the essay. And then what I do, James, is I segue into, okay, how does this apply to the perseverance that we need to run the Christian race, to live the Christian faith? Because after all, our life of faith on this earth is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's like the Boston Marathon. And so what are the ingredients and what are the qualities and of will and concentration of energy that we need to live effectively, to live out effectively our faith? And that's just one essay. I mean, there's a wealth, and again, I don't want to sound either pompous or self-aggrandizing when I say that, but there is a wealth of illustrative, practical, encouraging material in these 93 essays that are in the stories. The subtitle is Stories. I love stories. I grew up in a family that told and heard stories. I love to tell them. I love to hear them. I love to read them. So the genre is the essay, but more than that, each essay is a story in and of itself, and then a story with an application and a lesson, sort of like a modern-day Aesop's fable, if you will. Stories of life, faith, and our world. Stories of life, that's family, struggles, health, sickness, illness, discouragement, encouragement. Faith, which is about our religion in terms of our church and our involvement, our witness, the Great Commission, and then our world, which is where I bring in politics and various issues. I write there's an essay in there on the Roman Catholic scandal that it's subsided somewhat now with the change of popes and with all of the new focus on Pope Francis. I've written, by the way, an essay on Pope Francis called A Hero for Our Time, and that's going in my sequel in the next book. And I commend him for his fresh outlook and his humility and I think his commitment to a very Christ-like leadership of the Roman Catholic Church, and I commend that. But I write about the Roman Catholic scandal and how we are to respond to that, how we shouldn't respond to it, and how we should. So a lot of the essays, James, are topical in terms of what was in the news at the time I wrote, which is why I have a month and a year at the end of each essay. It tells the month and the year that I wrote it. When Japan had its the tsunami, I wrote about that and told a story about it and then related it to our faith.
It is Jack Wyman with us today here on the program. Wanted to thank him for being on with us. His book is Everything Else. Jack, how do we get in touch with you online?
Well, I don't mind sharing my email. My people can email me. It's Jack Wyman, Jack Wyman, the numeral one, at Verizon.net is the most direct way to get in touch with me online. I don't have a website yet, but I'm on LinkedIn. If any of your listeners who are in LinkedIn, which is a wonderful social network for business people and other professionals, my profile is on LinkedIn, and people can reach me that way. And the book is available at Amazon.com. I listened to one of your ads on the book on werewolves, I think it was. And you can get Everything Else, Stories of Life, Faith, and Our World on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Christian book distributors, or it can be ordered through your local bookstore as well.
Well, Jack, thanks for being with us. Have yourself a wonderful holiday, sir. Thanks for being with us.
You too, James, and thank you so very much.
Definitely. Have yourself a wonderful day, Jack.